This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. State regulators have signed off on a plan for Xcel Energy to stop burning coal within the next 8 years. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Xcel's remaining coal-fired power plants will close by 2031, according to an agreement approved by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Robert Kenney is Xcel's president of Colorado operations. He called the decision a big milestone.
This is a significant and consequential decision for Xcel and for our customers and for our communities, very consistent with what the science tells us is necessary to avert the most tragic consequences of climate change.
Under the agreement, Xcel will generate more electricity using solar or wind power, but the company will still consider new projects that run on natural gas, another carbon-emitting fossil fuel. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Trains to Denver International Airport were disrupted Tuesday morning after thieves swiped copper wiring from an RTD track. The A-line normally runs between the airport and Union Station downtown, but RTD was forced to use shuttle buses from Central Park Station to the airport, causing 45-minute delays for much of the day. RTD says normal train service resumed late Tuesday afternoon. EMS services in Colorado are about to get a closer look. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The State Health Department established the 20-member EMS System Sustainability Task Force. A new law allows the agency to set statewide standards for ground ambulance agencies, like its role in licensing air ambulances. Colorado is the only state without centralized licensing and oversight of ground ambulance services. They're currently licensed at the county level. The panel will issue reports and recommendations on statewide standards for ground and air ambulance services, equitable access, staffing and retention, and sustainable funding. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Find more news online at cpr.org.